This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, Belonging. Dear friends, in case you're still confused about exactly who Jesus is, he connects all the dots for us in this brief passage from John. His questioners want to know if he's the Messiah, and Jesus takes their inquiry and hits it out of the park, telling them the Father and I are one. It doesn't get any more succinct or definitive than that. Not only is Jesus the promised Messiah, he is God, the Son of the Father, no less the deity than the creator of the universe. For good measure, he then doubles down on his promise of eternal life for those who belong to his flock. In this passage, Jesus expands on his earlier metaphor of the Good Shepherd, making a distinction between those who hear and follow him and those who reject him. To follow Jesus means more than admiring his virtue and his wisdom. It means more than acknowledging him as a holy man and a wonder worker. Being a Christian means accepting a worldview that totally revolves around the risen Jesus, the divine Son of the Father, the instrument of our salvation. Beyond that, as described in this week's gospel, being a Christian means belonging to Jesus' body and soul. It's a tall order and seldom achieved in one miraculous leap. What does belonging to Jesus mean? Well, first let's look at what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean mechanically checking the boxes of religious obligation. Church on Sunday, check. Stewardship, check. Don't rob any banks, check. Don't murder that annoying guy next door, check. Don't cheat on your spouse, check. Belonging to Jesus is not about reluctantly meeting the minimum requirements of membership. Belonging to Jesus means actively, constantly living in his love. Baptism sets the table for this feast of love, but we must come to it every day with clean hands and clean hearts, hungry for the love of Christ to sustain and nourish us in his service. Belonging to Christ is not feast or famine. It's feast and feast through all the stages of our lives. It's the joy of discovery in childhood and youth. It's the growing resolve of virtue and maturity. It's the fulfillment and consolation in declining years. It's the comfort of homecoming in our final days. My friends, we're made in God's image for a purpose. Our lives are to be actively spent loving God and neighbor. To forget our purpose, to take it for granted, to file it away as a get-out-of-hell-free card, is to make a mockery of Calvary. It's to squander our salvation. We're his. We belong to him. But this doesn't mean that we're inventoried and tucked away among the stars with all the other products of creation. For us, belonging means actually being part of the body of Christ, being linked to our Savior, and to each other by bonds that mirror the atomic structure of the universe. From the time of our baptism, Jesus lives in us, and we live in him. From the cross, he saw us in our every sin. He hung in agony that we may live in peace. In depression and despair, he's our anchor of hope. In repentance, he's the resident portal of God's mercy. He's where we belong. St. Patrick captured the totality of this belonging when he prayed, Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ under me, Christ over me, Christ to the right of me, Christ to the left of me, Christ in lying down, Christ in rising up, Christ in all. Think of the saints. Think of the best people you've ever known. They were free because they knew they belonged. They belonged to the body of Christ. It's one of those paradoxes that abound in Christianity, that the more we belong, the more we are free, free of sin, free of fear, free of mortality. And with every passing day, the closer we belong, the closer we are to home, where we always belong. Alleluia, he is risen. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter. God love you.